Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Glad to be with you today. We're in Psalm 119, verse number 103. It reads, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." What a beautiful, beautiful way of describing the goodness of God, the goodness of his word. You know, I don't know where the psalmist was at that time, but maybe he was thinking about the time where he was eating honey. And, you know, that's why a lot of times people like to think Psalm 119 was written by David, where he was out with his men and as he was going through the groves. And remember the story where they were hungry and he needed some strength. David needed some strength and he reached in and got some honey. You know, how it refreshed him, how it strengthened him and gave him the, you know, not only the strength for today, but gave him the extra boost for him. But how much more is God's word? More than just food. Jesus talked about God's word, how it's more necessary than anything that we need. He says, for man should live, you know, should not just live for bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Everything about God's word is right. And should we should be desiring God's word. In Psalm 19, verse 10, we read, they're more to be desired are they than gold. God's word, we should be more desirous than even gold. I so often picture the old gold miner movies where everybody was fighting, trying to get into the gold mine, and then they end up finding fool's gold because it wasn't really satisfying. It really, truly wasn't what they were seeking after. But, you know, fool's gold is a lot of, might be similar to us as what man has to offer. It's a man's religion. It looks like it's right. It has the sparkle and the shimmer of gold. But man's religion is just that. It's foolish because it can never, ever bring us to a place of knowing God and walking with God. So it doesn't have the keys to eternal life. Only God's word has that. And it brings us to our knowledge of Jesus Christ. So truly, God's word should be desired. They're more to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. And then the psalmist in Psalm 19 says, sweeter also than honey are they than honey in the honeycomb. Similar to our verse here, verse 103. In Psalm 63, verse 5, we read, my soul shall be satisfied as with the marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. He says, it's so good. It's better than having a T-bone steak or chicken or fish or whatever you like, pasta. You know, it satisfies so much. I'm thinking right now of something I love, a dessert that's shoot on down to Dairy Queen and getting myself a nice little ice cream and put that hot fudge sundae on top of it. Man, that tastes so good, right? He says, but there's nothing that satisfies. There's nothing more tasty than to hear of God's word. You know why is that? Because the word of God is alive. It's powerful. It does ministers really down to the depths of our being. It gives us hope. It gives us encouragement. It gives us the things that we need. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17, he says, her ways, otherwise God's ways are pleasant, and her paths are peace. And that's the thing that the psalmist has been talking about, wanting to stay on the path of God, following his word, because it's going to lead to peace within his life. Job speaks on this. He says, neither have I gone back from thy commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than necessary food. Boy, that's saying something, isn't it? He saw in his own life, Job saw, certainly I think most of us know the story of Job and the tragedies that hit his life. And he says, even then, more than food is the surety of God's word because it speaks of my future. It gives me hope. And I think of this so often. I was, spending some time in God's word and thinking about the future that we have. This Sunday morning, I'll be speaking on about the hope of God's dream for our lives. and the dreams, how sometimes they do come true, certainly within the Bible, and how Joseph had a dream, and he dreamed one day that his brothers would be coming and bowing down before him. Later on in the book of Genesis, around Genesis chapter 46, because of a drought there in Israel, that Jacob and his brothers had to go down to Egypt, and they met with Joseph, and they didn't realize it was Joseph, and they were asking Joseph for grain that they might be able to survive and they might be able to eat, and they were bowing down before Joseph. His dream came true. Well, let me tell you that our dream's going to come true. The surety of God's word speaks to us of heaven, of a day where there's going to be no more crying, no more heartache, no more sorrow. I think of lately of the tragedies of our nation, not just the murders that we hear day and night, the kidnapping, the streets that are running wild with drugs, the abortions that happen every day. That one day soon, the dream's going to be, it's going to be fulfilled when Jesus Christ comes back for us, and the King of Kings, the King of Peace, the Shalom himself is going to reign upon this earth, and we will reign with him. And the promise is that we will forever be with the Lord. Oh, how sweet the word of God is. Oh, how sweet it is to our lips. It's sweeter than the honey to our mouth. I'm so excited to know God's word. I'll leave you with Proverbs 24. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 13, this Proverbs exhorts us. He says, "My son, eat thou honey, because it's good. And the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge wisdom be unto thy soul when thou find it. And there shall be a reward, and the expectation shall not be cut off." There, in the exhortation that we receive from Solomon, is he there be inspired to write a psalm, Proverbs chapter 24, is feast on God's word. It won't disappoint. It will satisfy your soul and give you not only strength for today, but strength for tomorrow. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.